Monday night, or Le Yud Dalet Elul, I believe. Yes. Chavis Halbaba Shir, we're in Shar HaTeshuva, of all things, to be learning in Elul. And we're in Perek Beis. And in Perek Beis, he's talking about the degrees of Teshuva. Because in Perek Aleph, Ari, you took him, Yishkoyach. Because in Perek Aleph, he talked about the Teshuva's getting back on the path. Getting back on the road of Avodas Hashem. So Perek Sheni talked about it's talking about degrees. And you read the first paragraph, meaning degree number one, that you're just not doing an Aveira because you have no opportunity to do an Aveira. And you read it, you say, oh, this guy's a hypocrite, but he's not really a hypocrite. I mean, maybe he is, but he's describing 90% of people. Because we keep doing the same things over and over again. So the insight that the Chavis HaLodes has taught us, we learned this last night. The insight that he's teaching us is that it was the superficiality of the tshuva. It wasn't because we're weak and we keep falling, but in most instances, not always, but in most instances, it's the superficiality of the tshuva. And you paid lip service to it. And you only didn't do the Aveira again for the next 2 weeks because the opportunity didn't present itself. But as soon as it does, you fall into the same behavioral pattern because you never did what you had to do to change your kivun. So you just took the easy way out, you said, and then, you know, you got by for the next 3 weeks after Yom Kippur. It didn't happen, you know, then crash. So that's one, degree one of tshuva, is paying lip service to tshuva. He's even calling it tshuva, because he's talking about a guy that papayel is not being chayte. So he's pointing out he's not being chayte because he doesn't have the opportunity. So he's on that maslul, so to speak, but he's only there because it's convenient to be there. It's easy to be there. It doesn't take change to be there. Okay, the second one was Yehoshav Belibo Ube Evarov, on page Reish Yudches. And he wins the battle, but he doesn't always win it. So we said last night, he describes two things about this person. One is that he's Mishtokek Fechet. He still wants to do the chait. He hasn't. He's not up to Ove Hashem Sinu Ra. He doesn't despise what Hashem despises. And he's cool with the chait. And he doesn't see it as such a big deal. And he has a desire for it and he wants to do it. His seichel tells him it's wrong, it's also he'll be punished, whatever the seichel happens to tell him, and he wins. So the Chavis HaLodes then says that sometimes he wins, sometimes the Yetzirah wins. So this is not the final tshuva. This is not where you want to be. Your tshuva is not complete because you're not completely back on the path. Maybe you were never there. You're not completely back on the path where you're supposed to be, because your lev is still mishtokek to do ra. So last night we asked, is the nekuda because of the hishtokekus halev? Or is the Nakuda because he sometimes wins and sometimes loses? So the Chavis HaLodes L'chora holds that that's inevitable. It's just a matter of time or the degree of enticement of the chait. But if you're mishtokek to do ra, it's just a matter of time until you fall. And that's what he describes. Sometimes you win, sometimes it wins. And therefore it's a tshuva, but it's not tshuva gemura. And you might not be totally forgiven. L'chein b'zos yechuper avon Yaakov, b'zeh kol pri hoser chatoso, if the chait is completely removed. We even spoke out that the Tanya's Benoni is such a person that he's mishtokek to do ra, but he always manages to win. So the Tanya calls him a Benoni, and that's where, you know, halavai we would be such bane on him, because he always wins. But he's a Beinoni because his insides are churning to do, he's mishtokek to do right. That's what he describes. His lev is not there yet. His lev is not there. Chavis Albov is apparently okay. Chelek Ashlishi, so we're in the last paragraph now of Perek Sheni, page Reish Yud Ches. Chelek Ashlishi is you're completely back on the path, meaning Adam Shenishlamu Bo Kol Tanoi Atshuva. He did all the things that we're going to be learning about in Perek Dalet and so on and so forth, but the whole Shari Tshuva is written. The Gover Sichlo Al Tavoso. Now look how he describes this person. This person is going way beyond stopping the chait and going back on the maslul of doing the right thing. That's the guy in paragraph 2. And that doesn't here we have a guy that's working on his kishkes. And his kishkes is going to be matir with the Ratzon Hashem, not just his actions. So that's why he launches into a whole description of a person, and it's talking about things that really have nothing to do, you would think, with tshuva. But that's the kuda here, what he's saying. It has to do with the deepest commitment to tshuva, because it goes into the kishkas of a person, and that's what we're looking for. And therefore his kishkas will be in consonance with the Ratzon Hashem. So that's why he talks about things to kibbul alatzvo, which don't lechora, the kibbul alatzvo lasos cheshbon nafsho, is a person that's introspective and has the ability to think about himself in objective terms. That's what it means to make a cheshbon nefesh. You can think in objective terms about yourself. Very hard. A lot of people don't even have the koch to be introspective at all. They never stop and think about themselves. It gives them a headache. If you ask them to think about what they're doing, they literally say, I can't, it just gives me a headache. The Yorias Abori Yisala, he develops his Yiras Hashem, Ubosh Mimenu. Bosh is a very high madreg of Yiras Hashem. That's what Chazal tell us at the end of Yisro, it says, "Ubavur tiat yiras Hashem al pneichem, levilti sechetou." So the Gemara says, "Yiras Hashem al pneichem zu abusha." You're ashamed. You think Hashem's watching you. Maybe you're doing. Maybe you have the ability to conjure up what the first Ramah tells you to conjure up. That Hashem is melo chalav es kvodo, and He's always watching you. So you're embarrassed to do a chait. This is how you change your kishkes. This is how you change your insides. Boys.
All right.
Shmero. Come here, you, Shmero, with the Coca-Cola in your hand. Atome Vinevrit. Boina, you love them. Boina. Relax. Say the Gemara, "Ten tzaddikim shatem boim lomot po, avol ze lechor lo tase bebeis medrash. Telchu lachutz lebeis medrash b'shul ze." V'chasha b'libo al godol avonu pshaw. He's introspective. He thinks about like how dare he be mamre, the Ratzon Hashem, and what it means, the enormity of sin. This is hard, this is not easy to do. This takes introspection, and it takes thinking. And people don't have time to think, and they don't know what to think about, and they don't want to be introspective, it gives them a headache. The Hikir Romamos Milos Mishahimra Mitzvaso, and he thinks about the Romamos of Hashem, and what it means, Vavar Al Dvaro, or the enormity of what he did. The Hitz of Chatov Neged Einov, this is all, nothing to do with Tshuva per se, but this is the person that's going to transform his insides. And he's not going to be mishtokek to do ra, because he's thought about, it takes thinking. If you just, for paragraph 2, you just have to be misgaber. You could learn Musar and you can be scared of an onesh, and you misgaber. You know, the seichel can be misgaber over the taiva. Paragraph 3 is a transformation of the person. He realizes, he thinks about godless Hashem, he thinks about the puniness of man, he thinks about the ludicrousness of being mamre pi Hashem, he thinks about the chashivas of being in consonance with the Ratzon Hashem. He keseder thinks about his chait, he doesn't shove it under the rug. Maybe he has to cringe, and it pains him when he thinks about it. You know, you have a bad memory of something foolish you once did, so you really don't want to go there, because every time you think about it, it hurts. So he says, you shouldn't go there. That's what David HaMelech said, v'chatosi negdi samit. Nowadays, we have very modern Balei Musar, and they tell you not to think about the chait. But that's not the class, that's not very not classic, it's very mod. It's post Musar. We're in the post Musar period now. Now we're in the feel good period of the history of the world. The Ikar is everybody should feel good. Chas v'shalom, anybody should feel bad. Then they might go off the derech. So you have to make them feel good. So the Ikar is to feel good. Like the Ikar is your kid happy in school. My parents would have died before asking me if I'm happy in school. They're like, what kind of a stupid question is that? Who cares? Like, who cares if you're happy in school? You're in school. Are you learning? Did you do good on your test? Is the teacher happy with you? Like, to ask if the kid's happy, like, so rachok from their world. It's totally rachok from their world. Of course you're not happy in school. What normal kid's happy in school? You're supposed to think about your chay. Nowadays they tell you not to. Tehem l'mulo tamid. This is why the world is in such great shape, because they figured out that the old way is no good, and you have to be modern and forward looking. That's why the world is in such great shape. That's why we're bigger tzaddikim than in the past, because we know what to do. Okay, we'll stop here.